Hey friends, this is a very, very random podcast. I was totally unplanned, unscripted, and just so spontaneous. Hence, I really appreciate for you coming back to this one. We just go about discussing our alien standard, sort of criticizing, sort of appreciating. But what I'm really sure of is that you're not going to receive much value from this one. You know, because it's just chill, like a normal talk. Because I had someone on Skype on a random call on a random day. And I just started. So if you're working out or bored or have nothing to do, hearing this one is the best thing so far I can possibly recommend. Anyways, enjoy the episode and do let me know how you feel about it. Hey friends, welcome to the podcast channel That One Thinker, brought to you by Kabir Khanuja, where I talk about happiness, productivity and human condition. So make sure you listen and enjoy. Okay, hello. This is an impromptu podcast and this is with my friend Soham. He's from the hilarious episode. I guess he's come back. Yeah, he's back.
Yes, I'm here only.
Okay, it's pretty impromptu. Actually, Anish was gonna do this podcast with me, but he didn't appear. And his suggestion was that we were gonna record the hilarious part 3, but unfortunately that didn't happen because he's out of town now, and he betrayed me. Well, hi Anish, if you're listening to this, I'm very sad. I'm really very sad about that. Anyways, so Soham's with me, and I have no idea what I'm gonna talk about in this podcast. It's just that I told Soham if he has some 10 minutes and then we just started with this podcast. Hello Soham, how are you? How's life?
Life is bad because actually life is good because 11th standard has ended finally and we're getting out of this shitty year slowly. But the most shitty year is about to come, which is the 12th standard.
Yeah, 12th is crappier than 11th. We had just our theory exams are getting ended, and I guess that I'm gonna push the reason, and it's the genuine reason I couldn't podcast back in February, I guess February and March. But yeah, it was pretty hectic, it was frenetic, it was hilarious how things happened and piled up all together, and now we have our practical exams going on.
Despite the college starting in October, they completed all the syllabus in just 5 to 6 months.
In 5 to 6 months, apparently it should have been in, I guess, 8 to 9 months, but they just, you know, merged everything all together and we had to take a step further to, you know, grasp everything as fast as we could, along with the efficiency, of course. But now here we are, our 11th complete, we have just practical exams going on. Today we had chem and you had physics, right?
Yes, and you broke the test tube or whatever.
I broke the beaker, apparently. it's really unfortunate for me breaking that beaker, with no intentions, of course, and I didn't get any fine or something, and that's good, I must mention. But again, just a part of the process, as I assume.
The practical exams were really boring, especially in physics. Also, I wasn't even prepared and I was just sitting over there looking into this.
Gunaji told me that you just copied the observation table and...
Yes, and I missed the oral exam.
And you missed the oral exam. I'm sort of waited to, you know, get to know about your marks. Physics and CS, of course.
I am more awaited than my marks.
When are you gonna give the CS practical? You're gonna go to the US, right?
Yes. No, I actually postponed that, so I'm going on 11th now.
You're going on 11th?
Yes, just on the day of chemistry practical. Just after the chemistry practical.
And when are you going to return?
15th.
Nice. nice. So actually, the prerequisite knowledge here is that we had some plans to go to some sort of resort.
For you.
Okay, it apparently was my plan, but we are ever gonna go somewhere, you know, just to chill, cause 11th's over. But anyways, I think I'm gonna cancel that plan anyways, cause not everyone is agreeing with the dates and stuff, you know, so I guess that's not gonna work out. But yeah, we might just hang out in a day or two at my society, at my place. Nothing much. and as you mentioned, that 12th is gonna be way crappier than what 11th was. We're gonna have this,
especially for JE aspirants.
For JE aspirants, we're gonna have the JE thing, we're gonna have the CT thing along with SAT, we're gonna have the boards, the tuition tests, right? Accompanied with ECs and essays and applying to the college and stuff. So it's gonna be a greater of a deal. But I think that's gonna prepare us for the future, that we can actually handle the burden. But again, I think it's the most crappiest and it's the shittiest year, but everyone faces it. We gotta face it too.
No one can do anything about it.
Yeah, no one can do anything about it, but to change the system, and that's gonna take time.
But once it's over, then we are on track for our career.
Yeah. You're gonna be a pilot.
Even after boards, we have to give all that CET, BITSAT, and all those exams, and then.
You're gonna give BITSAT?
If my JE doesn't happen and if my SAT gets rejected, then the third option is this one.
You're gonna give. And what about CET?
CET everyone gives, but I'll give BITSAT also.
So, like, we have SAT, we have JE, JE Advanced if selected, CET, BITSAT. The APs, the boards, and the tuition exams. Like, we have 8 exams. Not 8 as in, but 8 seasons of exams, if that sounds correct. But there's a lot to do. And I'm podcasting right now. Just, I guess, we're gonna podcast for more 5 minutes, I guess, and then we're gonna stop. It's like a quick podcast. Just, I couldn't upload anything. I'm just having a convo with so about college and stuff. So you're liking the college. It's like 1 year, not even 1 year, but yeah, one academic year.
But seriously, the college gives us too many assignments at the last minute, and it's tedious work.
It's tedious. It's monotonous. Like, we had this English thing. We had to write so many essays, and we had to write so many creative writing stuff assignments, and
just an assignment worth 25 to 30 pages, you had to write it in a hundred page notebook,
and I mean, that was bizarre. But we got, at least I got 10 marks. Did you get?
I also got 10, I think. I don't even know my marks. He just said revise the formats, and I don't even know my marks.
Bruh. Okay, but that's worth it. We got. I spent almost a day and a half writing those answers, because see, I brainstormed for each one, and then Gunaji and all, they were like, they just copied, right? So sus. I mean, it was sus.
I copied. Bruh. I only wrote one creative writing by myself.
I partially used ChatGPT. That's the catch. I mean, now there are like softwares that can detect whether, but see, the thing is, the teacher hardly checked. She was like, if the format is correct and the handwriting and the kind of presentation you have, if all these things align, so you're gonna get full marks, otherwise no. And even the timely submission and stuff, so that I guess gave me a point, and Paul was in my court.
But seriously, now I kind of miss Millennium School life, those 9 years which we invested.
Yeah, they were special. We all get back to those memories of we returning back to school.
In the same class for what, only 4 of those years, maybe from 6th standard only. But still, I miss this school from 2nd standard.
Yeah, true. Same, brother. Same. Now, you know, I just had a talk with Aryan, who's from those historical podcasts and the horror podcast. He called me and said that we would like to return back to Millennium, but the thing is that now they want to get out because Millennium has become the people over there. I mean, the students.
There are studies.
Yeah, there are studies, and the people are sort of on the toxic side, if that sounds correct. So I guess there are pros and cons everywhere. I just wish, I mean, I cherish those, 13 years, I guess 12, 13 years at Millennium. And now this is the first year is gone. And now we have the last year of the most hilarious academic thing, that's 12. But once that's over, that's going to be a huge relief and a big W, right? And then we're going to separate further, right? Mm. So we had like a class of 40 that separated into some groups that we actually had, and even those separated, those subdivided.
Don't even know if all the students are alive, not alive, but are they in college or no? Because I'm not in contact with everyone now.
Fair. True. Because we're seeing this these partitions and people dividing and people distancing only after 10th. So it's going to get worse. And still, we are in the city, right? We are in the same city. Some of us live in the same area. But after 12th, it's going to be brutal.
Totally. Maybe in different states, countries.
Countries, don't know. Don't know, man. It's going to be so uncertain. But yeah, yes, man.
Contact through online
yeah,
chat.
Email, but you see.
It's the real life meeting is more, what to say?
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Instead of talking online. But we have been talking online since like 9th, right? Half of 9th. Like we have this group, Soham, me and Anish, and we all have this video calls and stuff like the Meet and the Zoom and Skype. We are on Skype right now. We are recording this through Streamlabs and we are on Skype. But even this is fun, you know, talking like this and, you know, catching up. But of course, in person is of course way, way awesome, and it's fun than just being online. Let's see if we can have party after 12th. But if you're someone who's listening, who's like in 11th or 10th, man, enjoy these days,
don't
right?
Don't just get pressurized under parents by constantly stopping.
Just go easy, right? I mean, you don't have to go hard on yourself. I mean, I had this thing, if 10 years down the line, if I was asked that, what was the one advice you're going to give to, you know, 15-year-old yourself? I'm going to be like, bruh, you got to chill. You got to not be so hard on yourself. You got to enjoy with your friends, right? I guess that's the thing. You gotta be with your friends, you gotta enjoy, you gotta invest in that. But this applies to you, Soham. You should, I mean, of course, 12th is not important, but I think you missed out on a few outings, I guess, considering that studies were important. Of course, they're important. You should give studies the first priority, but I just think that sometimes it's like friends are more important than these things, because 10 years down the line, you're gonna remember those outings and not the hard work you did. But of course, you have fruitful result for your hard work. So it works both the ways.
Right.
You gotta make a prudent decision. So I was saying, this is gonna be the last year of the college. So what's your take on it? Like, are you gonna go to the college? Are you gonna participate? Or are you just gonna focus on your Buckley while studying and stuff?
I'm just gonna focus on Buckley. I mean, in 12th, Buckley will become even more rigorous. Double lectures, number of double lectures will increase, and I'll only get time for practicals over here. So I'll not practice anything significant in college.
Right.
Wasting my time in college. Number of outings also.
It's gonna get rigorous from November, right? November, December, because we have mains in Jan. Yeah, it's gonna get very rigorous. We gotta be prepared for that as well, mentally.
Maybe I'll not be online on social media also. When there are only three to 4 months, JA mains.
It's gonna be a tough phase for everybody.
Phone addiction is the worst, I mean.
It's the worst, but you gotta get through. Are you gonna remember this college? Like, I think when we were in school, we were like, bro.
It's way better than those dummy colleges. They always face some problems, and maybe foreign universities won't even accept those colleges. So KHS has some standards, you know.
I'm saying as in, like, we did, we did talk bad things about our school when we were in school. But now that we have passed that phase, we do remember that time and those moments.
Yes.
And we do cherish them. But are you going to remember these moments? I mean, see, you have like a completely different life after 10th. You have your Buckley while going on. You have those friends. You have your college friends. You have the C3 batch that you are in. So are you going to miss it? I'm sure you're going to miss it.
Obviously. I'll miss the fun moments which we had in C3 batch, because it's the most, what you can say, mischievous batch.
Mischievous.
You know?
Yeah.
They crack jokes more, do practicals less. Which is obviously good till some point, not...
Yeah.
Not fully.
But yeah, we're gonna see.
I'll both criticize and admire this college.
Same, even I'll be criticizing the staff and the kind of environment I had and the sort of experience that was not really positive. But of course, those moments that make up your memories, they're gonna be always remembered, isn't it? The people, the hangouts, you know. Few teachers are amazing.
Hangouts, we haven't used Google Hangouts since what?
We used to use Google Hangouts in 9th and 10th.
I forget that I have to open that. Because I deleted it from my phone as well and no one even chats over there.
Yeah, so Hangout phase, it was like a phase. And,
in 9th and 10th, we used to chat during school on Hangouts and now...
Because most of us didn't have mobiles, right? I mean, y'all didn't have mobiles. So Hangouts was one of the things. You just required a Gmail and a device, like laptop or tablet. And you can actually chat there and you can create Meet and you can be in the call simultaneously when you have your class going on. So that's fun. That was fun. But anyways, I guess we have to go through this. It's gonna be a one-of-a-kind thing. But it's gonna be worth it, I guess. So let's conclude this podcast. It's a short podcast, I know. What's your say? How are you gonna conclude this podcast?
Yes. Sure. Anyway, this was... We don't have our friend Andy over here, so it's not worth it to... extend this podcast without him.
Yeah. We gotta do with him as well. Right.
And Andy always complains about me that I give dhokha, but this time he only...
Anish should listen this. Now that Hitler is present, but apparently Andy is absent.
So
you know who's the most responsible.
So
that's me.
So switch jobs for today. We switched jobs.
Yeah, y'all switched jobs. Anish, man, we miss you, but you're hopeless now. Hitler has taken your place away. Anyways, just a quick update. We're gonna podcast on a horror thing and with Aryan. He's gonna come.
Hope Aryan is listening to this.
I don't think so. He's gonna listen to this. But if he listens to, man, next week we gotta do this podcast on demons. And I did tease about this on Instagram. But anyways, so I guess that's about this podcast. It was a short convo between me and Soham. Hope you liked it. If you're listening to this, y'all can work out and, you know, simultaneously listen to this. It's gonna be fun. But anyways, as for this podcast, that's the outro. So how it started, like, thank you, friends, for patiently listening to the podcast. I'm glad, hoping that I've given some value addition to your life and you can relate to this. Have a great day. Continue.
Cherish every moment. Until next time, peace.
Peace. Bye. Thank you, friends, for patiently listening to the podcast. I'm glad, hoping that I've given some value addition to your life and you can relate to this. Have a great day. Cherish every moment. Until next time. Peace.